Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. We'll get you ready for the weekend tomorrow. Looks like the morning commute could be a challenge, so we'll be ready with the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Duquesne Light, larger than light. Yesterday, we had talked to Pennsylvania Senator Lindsey Williams, about this. It's something I had never heard of before, the process of companies, how do we frame this? It's called surveillance pricing. And I immediately thought of our cyber expert, David Hickton, who is the founding director of the University of Pittsburgh Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. David, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy holidays to you, your staff, and all of the listeners out in KDKA Radio Land.
Well, we appreciate you and your service for many years, and I first met you actually just as you were appointed one of the most prestigious jobs as a U.S. attorney, and you've been serving for a long time, and this role that you founded really came off of what you did as a U.S. attorney battling cybercrime with international and countries like China, correct?
Correct, yeah, China and Russia. We had the ball for China and Russia here in Pittsburgh, and this issue of surveillance pricing really comes from the inventive, creative, and sometimes exploitive use of algorithms by businesses. And we actually, if you look at our website at Pitt Cyber, our executive director, Beth Schwanke, led a creative study, first in the nation, on how algorithms were used by municipal governments. And we've been on top of this subject, too.
And so is this pricing that companies apparently are doing where they kind of figure out who you are and if you're in a certain area, more affluent or whatever, they change the pricing of a lot of products when you're purchasing things online, especially one of the apps we've heard of is Instacart, which is very popular.
Right. It's capturing a lot of attention now here in Pennsylvania. It was outlawed in New York in November of this year, and there's some laws on the books in places like California and Maryland. But there's really two problems that come from it. One is, you know, the invasion of your privacy and exploiting you by creating sort of a digital price hike when you're not looking. And the other problem is it can create collusive behavior by competitors. You know, this is really not that new if you've ever experienced it when you were looking for sports tickets or buying an airplane ticket. Sometimes when you wait, you find all of a sudden you wanted to go to Washington, D.C. It was $400 today and tomorrow it's $800. And that's what this is. They're monitoring and invading your privacy by trying to exploit the fact that you know there's greater demand, at least for you and maybe others, for that particular route or that particular game. And now it's coming to housing and groceries and things like that. And you know, the whole issue of personal privacy is as wide and large as there are people. In Europe, where I've been teaching, in Ireland a lot, they have something called GDPR. And you know, I couldn't even take a picture of my class without getting the consent of everybody in the room. And when you go online over there, you have to go through this whole ritual of opting in and opting out of various websites. Here, we sort of have a more liberal attitude about it. And, you know, free speech and free commerce, the balancing is in favor of letting businesses have all this data on you. And if you're a poor person with lots of kids, you could find yourself in the position of paying more for milk than, you know, me. And that's the problem. Now, what's going on in Pennsylvania is exciting. There's a bill that's gone through the House. It's going to hit the Senate, as Lindsay told you yesterday. It's not getting universal support. You know, that it requires the consumer to opt out. It might be better, some think, that the businesses have the burden, not the consumer. But I think the important thing to say today, Larry, is that regardless of what happens with the legislation, there are things you can do to protect yourself. You know, when you go on apps, you have some choices about whether your data is going to be sold at least to third parties. Your browser on your device gives you some options as well. There's a website called Delete Me where you can actually take steps to remove some of your data. But the fact is, we don't really have a right of privacy with our data under the law right now or under the Constitution. And, you know, we're in a brave new world with all of this digital revolution that we're living with.
We're with David Hickton, who is the founding director at the University of Pittsburgh of this whole cyber world. And David, it's overwhelming to us as consumers, the burden of trying to figure all this out. You get notification from a company that maybe your email and password have been compromised with some company somewhere. They promise to give you protection with apps, you know, like a Norton or one of those.
Right.
And it's just so frustrating. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Actually frightening for a lot of people to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, even I deal with it. I'm an alleged cyber expert, but when I was on the board of the Kennedy Center, all the members were hacked. When I was in the federal government, there was very public notice that we had been hacked. I've been hacked privately twice. once trying to buy a golf club on eBay. You know, it's almost part of the cost of doing business right now. But vigilance and good cyber hygiene can be helpful. But the subject du jour, what we're talking about today, is really a public policy discussion. And it's not something that there's a lot of consensus about. People do not agree about what is private and what is public. You know, Larry, I had a bad experience a couple of years ago with some shyster who put up my Christmas lights and took the lights down after I paid. And I chased him down, and it turned out that he was a criminal. And you know, now after that experience, I don't really deal with anyone that I don't do at least a basic Google search. It's a matter of due diligence. But there are people that feel that if you do a Google search on them, that is, you know, that is invasive, and that's cyber stalking. And, you know, I don't know where we're going to reach a consensus on this. This is what we work on every day at Pitt Cyber, because the intersection of technology and law and policy does not always match. We've put 8.5 billion people around the world on a digital platform, but we've not really developed the laws to deal with it. And this is a perfect example of how we're building the plane as we fly it.
Well, the other thing that's happening now is so much what we see on social media. You have to ask yourself now every day, is that real? With artificial intelligence and the ability to take a still photograph and create a moving image in video, for example, or things where somebody has told me, hey, I saw grandma hand feeding a grizzly bear. These things aren't real. How do you know the difference?
You don't. And this has really, really become troublesome in the age of artificial intelligence. So what you're talking about, Larry, their deep fakes, is really going to even get worse. And it's really, really bad when it's used against children. It's something I've always been concerned about. A huge signature of my service as U.S. attorney was protecting the exploitation of children. Literally, our toehold in Pittsburgh on getting to be the number one destination for cyber in the United States was really our work in protecting the exploitation of children in the early stage of the internet with instant messaging and that TV show about the To Catch a Predator, you may remember.
Yes.
We had the lead on all that. And now we've come back to the future, if you will, because there are just harmful images, fake images being used against children for bullying and for sexual exploitation that are just horrific. But, you know, in the political campaign, there was a picture of Donald Trump and Joe Biden having lunch together, which didn't ever happen. And grandma feeding the bear, as you say, is not happening. So these deleterious and bad uses of technology are very unfortunate. They're not the majority of uses, but they require people to step up and come up with solutions. And that's where we try to work. We try to find people of goodwill who support our research and come up with a study group. And, you know, that's what Beth put together on decision-making algorithms. You know, many municipal governments, including here in Western Pennsylvania, use algorithms for good reasons. For example, when you leave a Steeler game, while we'd all like to listen to you longer, we'd like to get out of the parking lot faster. That's an excellent use. When we have snow like we're going to have tomorrow, we don't have infinite resources for snow removal, so we use technology to figure out where's the best place to send the snow plows. That's one and two good ways to use it. A bad way to use it is to decide that two people who are convicted of the same crime predict their rate of recidivism, the rate of doing it again, based upon their zip codes. And that's sometimes what the criminal justice system does, which puts technology in a position of reinforcing racism. What really concerns me about what you asked me to talk about today, surveillance pricing, is we haven't even begun the study of how the impact of surveillance pricing might really suck people who are least able to deal with it, like poor people, minority communities. And, you know, all businesses are supposed to chase the buck. You know, they're supposed to do as best they can to make as much as they can for their shareholders. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is the function of government, and even in an era when regulation is a four-letter word to some people, it is the function of government to step in and put a harness on that. And so I applaud what's going on in the PA State Senate, the PA State House. I think we need to look to what's going on in other states. New York has been a leader here. And, you know, I think we'll see what happens. But the public needs to be aware, and that's why I'm grateful for the opportunity to share all this with you. I think people need to up their game on awareness on this.
Well, we appreciate it. Keep up the great work, David. Thank you. And we'll talk again soon.
Always great to talk to you, Larry. Thank you very much.
David Hickton, founding director of the University of Pittsburgh's Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. It's an issue that's not going away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.